the Middle Earth game. Yeah, the Shadow of Mordor.
That's
I want that game bad. That looks, that is three games right there that I kind of really want.
I have no faith in that Shadows of Mordor game.
What?
Sorry.
Well, we're going to have a little discussion about that on the podcast.
Go ahead.
That is a pretty crazy day for games, though. I think at least one of those gets moved.
What do you not like?
Move Alien Isolation into summer. I'll be happy.
Yeah, I think they're going to move that back. Yeah, into not back, like, but forward. Either September or August.
Okay. I'll take that.
What did you say, Fozzy?
I said, what does not, like, what is skeptical about that game?
A brand new IP that's licensed.
Right, but, like, did you see that 15-minute trailer thing?
I did, but I've seen 15-minute trailers for other games that haven't even really existed, so...
Prey 2.
I cannot look at a trailer and be convinced that a game is going to be good.
Sure you can.
No, you can't. You're foolish, too, because you've been duped so many times.
I'm excited about the potential that the game has. Like, I think that's the difference. Yes, maybe it might be shit, like, as the date gets closer. But for now, I'm pretty excited for it. And
all I needed was, like, a screenshot of Alien Isolation. I know it's going to be the best game of the year. So.
I don't know about that, but...
I pre-ordered it the other day when I bought Tiger Woods, and the guy's like, so you think it's going to be good? And I was like, I don't know. I'm buying it either way.
Jeff's like, I will have its babies.
I don't care. I'm like, I don't know. It seems like they have the right idea, you know? So
they're making a video game, so that's a start.
I think it's going to be awesome. Have faith, Tony. These are one of your developers, aren't they? So.
Yeah, and they screwed up the last game that they made, so...
They kind of screw up every game that they make. They fix them eventually, but...
Right. And this isn't going to get the same leeway that you get with a game like...
No, because it's on consoles, too.
Right.
Yeah, obscure strategy games.
We're like, okay, we'll wait. We know you're going to fix it because you did before, and people are going to get a console and freak out.
It'll be okay. They had their A-team on this.
No, they don't. They've never made a game like this before. That's the other thing.
Right. They've been making strategy games for the last 15 years.
It's gonna be like, what is that game? Overlord? The game with, like, the guy where you controlled the little creatures moving around?
Yeah, that game was fun.
That game was okay.
It was okay.
The developer was Triumph Studios, which is the company that made Age of Wonders. Like, it's a strategy gaming studio that made a game that wasn't a strategy game.
Hey, if they can make it okay, I could get behind it. It would be better than the last Alien game.
Yeah. For sure.
Reach for the stars.
Yep. I'm not stretching far.
I'm laughing when we give it Game of the Year. Just wait.
I know.
And then you're going to wake up.
We're going to have a hard time convincing that Jeff has... We're probably going to be the only two to play.
No, they're going to play it.
Sure. I'm going to play it like you played XCOM.
I did.
You played it 7 months later.
I really liked it, too. That was the funny part.
I liked it enough to play it for a couple hours, and then I was like, fuck this game.
You're recording this, right, Chris? This is part of the podcast?
I mean, I have it. We haven't actually officially started, right. But...
I think we have started.
All right.
We just don't realize it yet.
This is episode 196. You know who we are, so...
Welcome.
Who are we?
I'm Chris.
You are not. Liar.
I'm Fozzie.
Hello.
Your voice has changed and so quickly.
Tony is here.
Marginally.
Yeah, and Fozzie, who has made himself known, and a Jeff.
I made it. I'm still alive.
Fozzie.
Barely.
I'm not exactly sure where I'm going to cut this to start, so... I guess we'll start with that Game of the Year conversation.
No!
I don't know.
Yeah. Chris is off his game. We like we started without starting. He doesn't know what to do now.
Know where we're at. Like.
We're going to the game, son.
Yeah.
What have you been playing, Chris?
Me, nothing. Absolutely nothing. I played a lot of QuizUp. I'm nearly 500 games played.
Wow, you surpassed me.
Yeah, I think I hit my 250th win today, and
was it against me?
No.
You and your goddamn reels. What the fuck was that category?
I'll play any category that like because they. I like what they do is like each day there's a new, like they have a couple new categories up the top, like they have a category of the day or whatever and has a couple different like subsections, and I'll play them like even if I don't know what the shit is. The riddle ones though, like they were fun. Jeff was the only one that beat me in that though.
Riddle master.
I really should have beat you on that one, but
yeah.
The first question like. I wasn't even paying attention. I was watching the TV.
Like, damn it, no!
Yeah.
That's where, like, if I'm paying absolute attention to the game, I normally do pretty good. But then sometimes it's like I could play it while trying to do something else. It's like I always end up shitting the bed.
Yeah, no, because you really have to. Sometimes it only comes down to a few points.
Yeah.
Right. Like I think that Jeff beat me by like a couple points in the one. It's like,
yeah, it sucks. I mean, it's cool. Like it came out of fucking nowhere, and I don't know why it's free. I mean, it's great that it's free, but there's like no ads. It's a sleek fucking UI. Like it's really like the trivia questions. I mean, there's a shit ton of categories. I don't understand what's going on, but it's cool.
Right, like I would pay $5 or something for something like this to come to like Xbox One or PS4.
Yes.
So to just be able to jump in, you know, you challenge like a couple of your friends on your friends list, and then you back out, and then you get a notification when they've played or whatever. It would be really cool. We should do that. We should make that game.
You first.
We'll make about $7.
$7 more than we had before.
Yeah. As we make no money, so.
I have 38 challenges waiting for me in that goddamn game right now.
You better get started. You got work to do.
I would say 35 of them though are from this fucking girl, and like, she sent them like I would say like most of the ones she sent me are all missing words is the category. It's like, dude, if you're gonna send me that many challenges. Like, at least mix it up a little bit. Fuck's sake, man.
Yeah, and there's so many to choose from. Like, don't just do the same one over and over again.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I will say, though, that, like, Don sometimes just challenges me to, like, crazy shit. Like, airlines or something like that, or airfare. Like, I don't fly. Like, I've flown, like, 4 times in my entire life. Like, I can't tell you shit about airlines.
Man, you should challenge me in that. God damn it.
You would kick our ass. We lost you there for a second.
Yeah, no, my internet's kind of been crapping out on me every now and then.
I think that's
it's okay.
That's Seattle.
You should
internet.
Get that fixed.
Yeah, no, it's only doing it like I've done it twice in like in the past 2 months I've been here, but it's done it twice in the past week though. My phone.
Jeff is very angry at your internet.
I would be too.
You miss a birdie or something there, Hefe?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
I hear the birds in the background.
So, Jeff, you've been playing, like, Tiger Woods 2003 or something like that?
No, I'm playing the last one that came out, man.
The last one that's going to come out, right? Because they didn't do one this year.
Yeah, like, I don't think we get one this year. Which I hopefully that means like that just when it makes its next gen debut, it'll be awesome. But yeah,
sure, that's exactly what it means.
Whatever. I mean, come on, Super HD Blades of Grass. Come on.
FA. Can you play? You could play Augusta in 1924, but can you play as a female golfer in 1924 Augusta?
I don't see why not.
I see many reasons why not.
Well, no, well, here's the thing. Yeah, no, you should be able to.
Oh.
Yeah, you should be able to.
You can't. Couldn't. I guess not. Good.
Do they wear traditional 1924 garb?
Oh.
I think if you... I want to say, like, I'm not 100% on this. I want to say if you play Augusta 1934... Like, if you just, like, say you want to play a quick round with a friend or whatever, it would just be, like, however it was back then, but, you know, everything else would look modern. Like, it wouldn't do the old-timey grain filter and shit like that. But there is a mode called... the fuck is it called? It's called something.
That's an interesting mode.
It's called.
I'm excited by that mode. It's very exciting.
Something Legends mode. Basically, you go through like really famous moments in golf history, starting back from like, fuck, I think the first event I played was like in 1890 something. And it's like, you are so and so, I forget his name now, who was like a caddy who like went on to win this, like, you know, win this event instead. And you play them. And you just go through and like, yeah, and like that first one, it was all like super old looking and shit. It's kind of cool. It's kind of a, like, and the cool thing is, like, I haven't played that mode a bunch yet, but you'll go through and you'll get to some of these more famous golfers, from the past, and you get to unlock them so you can play as them, you know.
That's like that, that mode in NBA 2K from a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for golf. I kind of wish they would do that for, like, NHL and Madden.
Yeah, why not? I mean...
Yeah.
Like, and, from what Tony and Fozzie had said about the presentation with the NBA stuff, like, where you kind of had that old filter over everything, and, like, the television presentation was changed to fit it properly. And
right.
Like, that stuff would be cool in like, hockey and football games.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see that much yet, but they're still kind of like, those were bare-bone ones compared to...
Right,
but
right.
When you look at NBA 2K14 on the 360, kind of glad it didn't have it, because everyone knows I love LeBron, but there's like a whole like LeBron saga, and there's a ton of shit you can do in that one that just wasn't accessible, which understandably so.
On the 360 version?
On the... One.
Like the Xbox One version, you had like a quick game, like a career mode, and a GM mode.
And the LeBron mode was on the last gen version.
Gen 1.
Got you.
So, plus a couple other things too, but again, understandable.
Yeah, I think like we'll get more feature filled versions of that stuff coming this year.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So, you liking your golf game though, Jeff?
I'm liking it. I think it's changed a lot. Like, if you haven't played Tiger Woods in a while, like, the swing and putting mechanics are pretty different.
Yeah.
I like them though. Like, once you get used to them, I think they're pretty cool.
I can't believe you paid $40 for that fucking game though, dude.
$30.
Yeah.
And I got the collector's edition. Like, that was a weird thing. It was like, I just went to GameStop because I was bored. I got off early the other day. And they had them both, and they're both $30. Like this, like the regular version and the collector's version. The collector's version has 5 extra courses for a total of 25. So I was like, "Hey, you haven't bought Tiger Woods, so I'll do it."
Did you play TPC Sawgrass? I'm in the crowd.
No, I did not.
Oh,
I don't think I haven't seen that course. Although I want to say it's probably there.
Wait, you're in the crowd? What?
Yeah.
Are you saying you've been to that course?
Like you were at the event and you're in the crowd in the game?
Yeah. TPC Sawgrass is in Ponte Vedra, where I'm from. Like, that's where I used to live in Jacksonville. You can wave to me. Say hello. I used to go every year. So I'm sure I'm in there somewhere.
Okay.
There's definitely a lot of whatchamacallit in this.
Yes.
chocolate syrup.
To take your money.
Oh, there's like...
Microtransactions.
Yeah.
Take your money.
I haven't really dug into it, but there's like, you basically buy, I don't know, all sorts of shit.
You can buy like boosts and stuff, right? New clubs that give you like 50 extra power.
Right.
You unlock
that stuff as you play though, so like I don't get.
Right. But for the people that like they do that. I don't think they do it in Madden, but they do it in a, like NHL, where it's like you can buy new sticks and skates and stuff, and if you play long enough, you'll earn the in-game currency to unlock that, or you'll hit whatever requirement is that unlocks it. But if you want it right away, it's like you pay X amount of dollars. It's like
we could completely ruin the
play. Right. And
you can level up your character right away by doing nothing. Congrats.
Listen, if some people don't have long or very, busy lives, and they just want to be like, listen, I want to play my guy. I want him maxed at 100. I don't give a fuck.
And there's there's this other thing that they try to sell you on a lot. It's basically a season pass type thing.
Uh-huh.
Like it's all over, the main menu and shit. And from what I heard, it basically say if you go to play online, you don't have that. You'll we'll get matched up on events and shit where, you don't have that course. So, you basically have to. If you're going to play a lot of this, especially online, you basically have to get that.
So they found a way to get around their online pass, revoking it by kind of screwing you anyway. That's nice.
But, I don't know if that applies to me because I have the collector's edition, so I'm assuming I have, all the courses.
Right.
I don't know, though. Yeah, and in the game, as you play, you earn money for, shit you do. You earn money and experience, right? An experience you can spend on attributes, level up my putting, right? The money you could use to buy these things called pins, which are kind of like burn cards from Titanfall. I think they last the whole match, though. So, say if you use a pin, increased spin control, that'll last you the whole match.
Oh, so not just that hole or that shot.
But you're wasting your... All right, so you could use your money on either buying those pins or using the money that you earn to add to your XP, so you have more XP to level up your guy more, which to me makes way more sense because that's permanent.
Right. And then once you max out that, then you could buy the pins and...
I guess, yeah, but... I guess the pins are kind of, useful. When I use them, I notice that my spin is a lot better, when I use the spin one, but... I'd rather just waste the money, or not waste the money, and put it towards leveling my guy up, because you level the fuck out of these guys. I don't know, was there anything else I wanted to say about it? Oh, yes. So, when you're at the main menu of the game, there'll sometimes be a thing that comes up that says, watch this ad if you want to earn a free pin.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So,
that's gross. That's, straight-up free-to-play currency bullshit.
Yeah.
You're like, as I did it earlier, I was like, whatever. I watched the Coke commercial, and then it gave me, a free pin to use, basically a burn card type thing. I was like, okay.
Oh, you want a treat?
There
you go.
I mean, it's a little extreme on that shit. They need to knock that off, but I guess it's the way it's going. I don't know.
I
hope not.
How can you be okay with that? You guys are giving me shit about no calls for fucking
I'm not,
okay. I'm not okay with, and that wasn't Jeff, that was Chris. I'm not okay with that. That is not cool at all.
That's pretty gross. To have ads in, I'm okay with them, you want to have shit that you can buy, and, you don't need to buy it. It's your money, do whatever you want, but don't, push ads down my throat in a game I've already paid for.
You don't have to watch the ad, though. That's...
Right.
At least there's that.
Yeah. Is there a way to just turn off that option altogether, or do you have to
just ignore it. You don't have to watch the ad.
You don't have to click on the little box.
Says you have an offer, from our sponsor, you could, watch this ad, and you get a free pin. And I'm like, it's like a fucking 10-second ad. So I'm like, whatever, dude. Like, the fucking load times between every goddamn hole in this game are like 10 times longer than that, so.
That's even worse.
I swear to God, like, load times every hole, you're talking minimum 20 fucking seconds.
For the hole?
Between each hole, yeah.
Jesus. Is this on the PS3? You bought for the PS3,
yeah,
right?
That was your mistake.
I doubt that's like a problem that's only on PS3, but yeah, they're pretty extreme load times in it.
Yeah, I mean, golf games are like one of those type of games where I'll buy it like every 5 years or so, you know? Like,
the courses don't change any, so.
Yeah.
Don't change, like, you get them for the graphics. I mean, honestly, that's pretty much it. So I figure every 5 years, I'm sure the new engine will look pretty good or whatever they have, so.
Like, I bought that, the one on Xbox One, Power Star Golf. It's like the Xbox Live Arcade type title.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. It has like 5 courses. I'm not gonna play it enough and it was like $15 or whatever, so.
I mean, usually whenever I buy a Tiger Woods game, it's usually the year before it. So,
yeah,
I bought 12 when it was on the PlayStation Store and it was like $12 or something. I mean, it was really cheap.
That's when those games make sense to get. Like, the rosters aren't, unless you're a big golf fan, like, the rosters don't mean shit, and you're gonna create your own character anyway.
Yeah, I think it was, like, a year or so ago, I picked up Tiger Woods 08, like, $3, and it was still really good. Like, I thought it was good.
I think I had 08, too. So, like, I always have a system with, like, sports games, like NCAA and NFL or Madden, I'll switch every other year. And then, like, basketball I'll buy every 2 years, and then golf I'll buy, like, every 5 years. If I pick up a hockey game, it's usually, like, every 10 years or so. I do like hockey games, though, for some odd reason, even though I don't watch the sport.
They're a lot of fun to play with other people.
Yeah. I mean, Like, just like golf, like, I don't watch golf. I still play golf games because I think they're fun just to kind of build your character up, too.
Yeah, I love, like, one thing that could be said, and I'm sure it's true of like any sports games, like you could put a ton of time in this game. Like you could play it for a fucking year and it'd be the only game you play. But yeah, I agree with you though.
Yeah, that's a good amount. I mean, when you think about it, if every course takes an hour to play through, which isn't out of question, I mean, it's 25 hours of gameplay right there alone.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And that's just to see the content. Like,
yeah.
You're not even, like, really learning the courses till you play it a couple times.
Right. So, I mean, especially with golf games, there's definitely time to play, really. And it is fun, like, I don't know if this one had, well, I'm sure it did because it was the PS3 version, so, like, I like those other game modes, like the Bingo Bango Bongo, and, like, the ones where you'll play, like, horse and stuff, or, like, those are too.
Yeah, you can do those. Another thing I want to say, I mean, it's a small touch, but I remember I was, like, hyped up about it before, but you play golf at night, it's kind of cool, and, like, your ball glows in the dark and shit.
That's something kinda different.
Yours already do, don't they?
Yeah.
Jeff has radioactive balls.
Well, I mean, not completely out of the question.
No.
It's
possible. You finished Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Yes.
Oh.
Tony,
I have the game. I haven't played it yet.
You should play it. It's fucking, I thought, really, really good. Like, never been a huge fan of the series, but, and I played, you know, I played the original, I played Conviction. I think there's the two I played.
The last one, right?
Yeah, I liked Conviction.
I thought the last one was pretty good.
I think this game is a way better game. Like, I think they've, I don't know, kind of perfected the formula of this one. Maybe I'm crazy, but,
wouldn't be the first time we've said that about you.
Yeah. I don't know, I thought it was, like, that game makes you feel so badass. But I feel like there's a few things that, like, I kind of skipped over when we talked about it before. I think I mentioned that you, like, as you play the game, there is like a kind of progression in it, like where you could unlock shit for Fisher.
Right.
And the cool thing is, like, you could kind of make him more like assault or more stealth. You know, you could like level up, you know, spend your money on leveling up his suit so that's more silent, shit like that.
Right.
I went like full stealth on the game. I tried to play the game non-lethal as much as possible. It was awesome. But the way you do that, the way you like upgrade a lot of your stuff in missions, and it's not like a menu. You're like walking around a ship, which, dude, it feels like you're walking around the Normandy. It's like totally ripped off from Mass Effect. Where like between every mission, there's like a little central map you can bring up to choose the next mission, or you can walk around and talk to your other crew members. Like, you can bullshit with them, or you could go, like, there's a specific guy you could go to, he'll sell you new weapons, or he'll level up your shit. Or there's like a lady you could go to, she'll level up the plane that you're flying around in. You know, like, one of the upgrades was, you know, see enemies on your radar. You know, that's like something that comes from your fucking plane. Or, like, you know, eventually see which direction they're facing on your radar and shit like that. So, like, I thought that was a really cool little thing that they did in it. Also, when I was done, I finally got a game of Spies versus Mercs going.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't know if you guys ever played that. Like, I guess it was in Chaos Theory as well.
Yeah, the Xbox one.
Yeah. That is a really fucking cool, fucking different multiplayer mode.
What?
Spies versus Mercs.
Oh, yeah, tell me about that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, basically, there's two guys who are spies, and they'll be running around like typical Sam Fisher, like they have the night goggles, you're in third person, this and that, and you are trying to hack one of three terminals in every level. And then the two mercs, it's two versus two, and there's two mercs, they play in first person, and they're like assault, like built for assault, like, you know, and they are trying to protect the terminals, and goddamn is it fun, especially when you are the spies, because, like, dude, I'll be like hanging from a fucking pipe above the ceiling in the dark, these motherfuckers are never gonna see me, and they just walk by, and I'll fucking drop down and kill them with a press of a button. It's incredibly fun, like, but when you're playing as a merc, it's like walking around like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, and then next thing you know, you get killed. I only played a couple matches, and it was really fun. I'd like to play more, but unfortunately, either the community's not there on Wii U, or like, it's fucked.
Shocked, I say, that there's gambling in the establishment.
But, like, the weird thing is, like, I got a game no problem yesterday, and, like, I got put on this guy's team who was, like, really good, and he was using his mic and shit, and I saw, dude, he was, like, level 50 on that fucking game. So he's been playing it a lot on Wii U, so.
Probably the only game he has.
And he even told me, he's like, did you play the campaign? I was like, yeah, I just finished it, it was amazing. He's like, I haven't even pushed it yet, I've just been playing it, like, all that this guy's been playing is the fucking multiplayer.
On Wii U.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. But that's a really cool mode. Like, I could see why people dug that back in the day when they did that. They should definitely keep it around for future Splinter Cells, if there are future Splinter Cells. There better be, because that game was... Dude, Blacklist, Game of the Year, 2013.
Jeff is retroactively going back and changing things.
I wouldn't go that far, but, it, like, you know, if there was, like, a best action game category or something like that, I'd probably choose it. You know, it's stealth, but...
Cool.
Really good.
Fozzie, you completed your basketball season?
I've completed it. I have become the all-star I've always dreamt to be. The all-star I always knew I would be.
In your rookie year?
Yes.
And now you're going to retire.
You were, let's see, you were an all-star. You were probably league MVP. Probably NBA Finals MVP.
I don't know if I was league MVP, like, nothing was said about it, but I kept getting, like, you know how there's that social media aspect? They're like, oh yeah, Fozzie needs to get MVP. If Fozzie doesn't get MVP, I'm gonna be very upset. And I never heard, I don't know where to see my accolades.
Oh yeah, it's in there, you could find it.
Hopefully I am. I should be. I'm fucking... I was the scoring leader.
They gave it to Kobe.
Yeah, I have a hard time not scoring like 60 points a game in that game.
Yeah, it gets pretty easy, especially because I'm a shooting forward, so I'll just like fucking hang around the low post and get easy dunks on layups. But yeah, so I'm going to put that away for a bit. I'll kind of like tuck it away for like a rainy day or probably maybe like during the summertime when I'm bored again. So I'll probably, dude, I still need to finish Assassin's Creed 4. Like, I really like that game. I haven't gotten to it. I think I got really nervous too because I kind of like the fact that it was a really hard challenge to take over all the forts. But now I'm at the point where it's really like, I'm like overpowering them almost and the challenge is kind of gone. So I think that's kind of what strayed me away from it. So I have that game, I have Titanfall, and Dark Souls, I've only played like an hour into it. I don't know, like, I'm not in a Dark Souls mood yet.
You gotta be ready to commit.
Yeah, exactly.
You
I know.
You don't need to be in other games. It's gotta be it.
Right, I don't know if I'm mentally ready for it just yet, like.
I stopped on it, but that was just cause I wanted to play something else. But.
Yeah, I think we'll save it. Like, it's there, so I'm happy. But I'm only an hour in, so I have not seen much. I haven't seen a boss. I just went through the forest area, and that's it. So, I mean, so I'm not too far into that. I think I'll try and finish Assassin's Creed 4 next, but more Broforce. That's still a fun game. It's a shame I don't have anyone that lives too close to me, because I would love to, like, just play multiplayer with that, like, all the time.
Seattle?
What?
Don't you live in Seattle where all the cool kids hang?
Yeah, but you have to understand, forget that nerds don't like to go outside and So, like, it's hard for, and I work, or I have off Thursday, Friday, so my work schedule's kind of fucked too.
Are your off days?
Yeah, those are my off days. So, like, Friday night when everyone's getting ready to party, I'm like,
I gotta go to work tomorrow.
Well, that happened for me on Friday night, but man, like, it doesn't happen to me on Saturday, that's for sure. I feel bad for you.
It's not that bad. Like, both days, Saturday and Sunday, I start my work day at 10. So, I mean, I can get shit hammered and still wake up at 9 and walk to work and not be, like, terribly hungover. Like, I don't have to wake up, like, 7 a.m. those days.
I got a 10 a.m. start tomorrow, and it's almost like I have the fucking day off. I don't give a fuck, you know? So it's waking up at like, I usually get up at 6:45 in the morning now, so it's like, I get to sleep till fucking 9? Fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of like, that's like kind of where I'm coming from with that, is that I can go to bed at 2 a.m., still get 7 hours of rest if I wanted to, and wake up at 9. I mean, that's not too bad. That's not too shabby.
Fuck yeah, that's my plan tonight, baby.
Oh. What are you playing? Oh yeah, you're playing Tiger Woods though. Dude, you need to start playing Titanfall again. I do not.
I played it here and there. That's about it. It's fun.
I'm like halfway through Gen 3 now.
Yeah, I saw you were like level 21 or 22 the other day.
I'm up to 33?
Have you, gotten your kills with your plasma rifle or whatever?
Oh god, I hate that thing. I've got like 14.
It took me forever to figure out how to even charge it up.
Well, that part's easy. I don't like there's, once you get 10 kills, you can like switch that off.
Okay.
You can get the, like it starts like, the damage isn't as high, but you don't have to wait for it to charge up.
So you can just shoot instead.
You can just shoot. So basically it's the 40mm cannon.
Yeah.
With less ammo. It sucks. I hate the gun, but I mean you have to suck it up. Get your 52 kills.
Play Last Titan Standing for that.
Oh, that's a good call.
Because it's all Titan kills, and you might be able to slip in and steal somebody else's. Because they do it all the time to you. So.
Right. That's a very good point. I did not consider that. I might have to change my Titan loadout for that too, because the auto eject is probably not the best idea.
Oh, game changer.
Unrelated
note, I've started watching Firefly. Have you guys watched that at all?
Firefly,
yes.
Yeah.
And yeah. Serenity.
The yeah? Movie. Really? Yeah. I didn't think either any of you guys would be watching.
I mean, yeah. It's now 10 years old, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like, I remember watching it one time, like, the first episode, and I couldn't get into it for some reason. I think I was just really tired. But now, like, I'm, like, 4 or 5 episodes in. It's pretty cool.
Well,
I'm digging it.
The first episode is actually, like, the 4th episode.
Oh, really?
Fox aired them out of order.
Yeah.
And so, like, the actual order, like, it's all screwed up, so... Yeah, like the actual first episode is pretty cool, which is probably where you're at now. So,
wait, but like Netflix has the order correct though, right?
No, they have them in the order that they were aired.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I'm like finally getting into the characters.
Why would I hate that shit? Why would you do that? Makes things not make sense.
Because they thought that I believe
a certain episode would work better
as the pilot, the premiere episode, which I believe the first one they showed was called The Train Job, and there are things in that where you're just like, I don't know what the hell's going on, because there are references to characters that you see in the first
episode. Yeah, there's a storyline that goes through the whole thing, like, tell us, whatever.
No, then Netflix has a right, because The Train Job is the fourth episode.
Okay, so they have them in the right order, okay.
Yeah, they have them in the right order. Because I was about to say, like, yeah, it looked like it made sense to me. Yeah, that would be really fucking weird to start on the train one.
Yep, that's how it aired, like, originally on Fox.
They did the same thing with Enlisted, but that's, like, a comedy. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's, like, that college one.
Yeah, like, I mean,
that makes even less sense. Because don't you need to kind of understand who the characters are in a comedy?
Yeah,
like
what's
they
going
get there?
On.
That's fun.
Fox fucks things up on their shows all the time.
You don't say. Yeah, how many like gems have they had that they've kind of just let through, like, their fucking, like, Arrested Development, Firefly, like, all those shows are pretty critically acclaimed, and...
Was Freaks and Geeks their fault?
They're like the Nintendo of fucking... or, like, they don't know how to market these things.
To be fair with, like, Arrested Development, they gave that 3 seasons and nobody watched it, so.
Right, but again, like, maybe it was just, like, too, like, ahead of its time, but I felt maybe there could have been more done to, like, save it.
But, yeah, they've messed up, like, a ton of shows. Like,
I think you gotta stand by certain shows until they get their audience, but...
Yeah, Brian was kind of mentioned, I guess they canceled that cop show with the cyborg thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brian was talking about that and how they canceled the, like, good shows early. Or shows with some promise. I don't know, I never saw it, so...
What's it called now?
Probably why they canceled it.
Like, I think, stand by them even if you're not making money off of them until... if it's a good show, they do catch on eventually, like...
What's really funny is that, like, they produce some of the best shows on TV on FX.
Yeah.
Like, FX has some great, great shows, but I guess just the way cable television works is, like, it's just an easier way to... I guess they don't have to prove it as quickly.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know anything about television, so I'm just
making
shit up. I watched Archer. That show's good.
I like Archer.
You play anything else, Fozzie?
Probably. I can't think off the top of my head. Oh, I downloaded, some reason I've been on, like, this Last of Us, like, itch.
Yeah.
I've been watching, like, YouTube videos, and I've been listening to, like, the soundtrack again. And I put a tweet out there that you guys disagreed with, but fuck you guys.
I don't disagree with it. I agree with it.
I know you don't. That's because I love you. But
I didn't see what it was.
So I haven't played the DLC yet, so I just downloaded it. It's actually waiting for me to play. I'll probably start after this podcast or maybe tomorrow, but
I'd like to hear how that turns out.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, like, you kind of already know what's going to happen, but
right.
I'll see what they do with it. I don't know. I feel like, again, you guys, you may have had, what was your main concern, like, problems with it? Was it the gameplay aspect of it?
Yeah, I don't think the gameplay is very good.
I don't think it was that great either. I felt like there was a lot of, like, shooting galleries, but...
Right, which is why, like, when you said that you think it's going to be one of those iconic games that we're going to go back and play...
It is.
But I don't think we're going to go back and play it 10 years from now and be like, this game is awesome. We're going to go back, this was a really cool story, and it had an impact on that, but gameplay-wise, is we're going to like, we're not going to want to finish it 10 years from now.
I don't think
the
gameplay is as shoddy as you sell it as.
Like, it's not
good.
I think Splinter Cell is a better stealth game, like the one I just played, than that. But still, like, all around, production value, story, all that, like, it's a pretty awesome game.
But 10 years from now, when things look way better, production values are better, storytelling is better.
It's never going to get any prettier. I can't tell the difference anymore. Like, I can't...
It's going to get pretty often.
You'll be able to tell the difference. But look, here's the thing, is that I think that it suffered something similar to what Deus Ex did, where, like, the stealth aspect of it worked pretty good, but there's definitely times where there's those really hard monsters where you had to switch your gameplay or how you played the game into a completely different, like, you know, different...
Well, I had problems with the fact that, like, there were, you would go into areas, specifically in the Pittsburgh section, where you would go into areas and, like, it's a stealth thing. Like, you could actually stealth your way to the exit. Like, this is right. Where you would leave, but the game won't let you leave because it wants you to kill everyone.
I see. Like, yeah.
That to me is bullshit.
If you're gonna make a stealth game, you should have the options.
I agree. There was parts, like, the gameplay was definitely, I don't think it was as bad as BioShock Infinite.
What the fuck are we doing here?
the fucking gameplay for Bioshock was that great.
And I thought, like, for me, I thought that when you do get in a shootout, and it was a lot like Uncharted, where it was just like the guys that you fought against were bullet sponges. I didn't find that combat to be all that much fun.
I didn't like the shooting gallery mentality, but at the same time, again, like, that's kind of something we're dealing with games. But when I say that it's iconic and we'll play this game like 10 years from now, I feel it's because it's kind of the beginning of what I've always hoped this generation to be, telling, like, stories with the anti-hero and just, like, you know, having these decisions that you don't really agree with, but you're actually not, like, you're just living your life through Joel, but in the end, he's making the decisions. So, I think it's pretty cool, like, it's like a movie, you know, you didn't have a choice there at the end,
well,
so.
Old games were like that too, but they were shitty movies.
You know, right.
For very straightforward narratives. And...
I get the emotional, like, this, I mean, seriously, I mean, for Last of Us, I mean, just the production value and how you were able to kind of connect with the characters, that's what I'm hoping is going to be the highlight of this generation. And so when they look back, I think that there's going to be people 10 to 15 years from now that are going to say, Last of Us was one of those first games that really ushered in this new generation of games that tell a great story.
I think so too, but will we...
It's hard to tell now, a year out from when it came out. Like, that's just one of those things.
I mean, I think Fozzie's right that it's going to be remembered and shit, but will it be played? Like, will new people go back and go, okay, I play this because it's a classic?
Like, I remember us having this conversation about L.A. Noire, what was that, 3 years ago?
Oh, he's...
No, but,
going
but like...
All my fucking...
I'm not... And look, we all liked L.A. Noire.
Right.
I think
at this point people have kind of like, because stuff like, yes, that certainly pushed storytelling in a direction, and The Last of Us kind of even took it another step forward, but I'm not entirely sure that these games with like mediocre gameplay.
But here's the thing: is like L.A. Noire was a little bit different. It wasn't universally loved. There was a lot of flaws with that game too. I don't think there was as many with Last of Us, and I'm sorry. I don't think the gameplay was as bad as you're saying. Like you're saying it's mediocre. I don't think it was mediocre. I thought it was above average. I thought that there was parts where like, yeah, like especially, I think it was maybe the fall season, where like you go somewhere, oh yeah, there's guys coming in. Okay, let me kill X amount of guys and get to a cutscene. Kill X amount of guys, get to a cutscene. But again, like for old,
like rinse and repeat, and then the platforming sections are, here, hop in the water, get the raft, bring it to Ellie. Every single one.
Yeah, but like for those like 2 hours though, you still had a lot of like great dialogue in between. You had like that great interaction, but like, I mean,
gameplay. Like none of that's the gameplay. None of that is the 15 hours that you actually play the game.
But not all gameplay like that though. There were still parts where like you had to crawl past clickers and you didn't have to kill all of them. Like you could be stealthy and. And there's really like even the first like I remember the first like part where you were actually like going against the clickers. I was like, well, shit, this is pretty tough because what was it? They couldn't see you, but they could like smell you.
They can hear you.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's like normal guys there too, so you had to kind of like balance the two. Like that was great. I felt that you know you really had to think before you walk through those areas. At the same time, though, yes, there was those shooting galleries where you're just guns blazing, and there's nothing that, you know, like, just had to kill everyone. So you had to take the good with the bad, but I thought that there was a lot more good than bad with that game.
I think you guys look at the good and are remembering the story more than the actual gameplay of it, though.
I mean...
I think if you take the story out of that game, you guys go, what the fuck is this?
Of course, but the story is like...
No.
What? No.
It's a 15-hour game where the gameplay is, at best, mediocre. The shooting isn't good. The stealth is passable on occasion.
The shooting's a lot better than fucking... Uncharted, I'll tell you that
the
much.
The shooting is Uncharted. It is Uncharted shooting.
No,
it is still put 15 bullets into a dude, even if you're shooting at his head.
I don't know.
Except you do it with limited resources.
I think you're being a jamook, and I don't like it.
Okay. I'm not saying like that the story, and I'm not saying that it won't be remembered for the story. I just don't think in 10 years anybody is going to go back and be like, let's boot up the PS3 or the PS4 version, which they're now pushing on everybody, and be like, you know, this game is awesome. I think it's going to be one of those things where people go back and go, ooh.
No, I think it's going to be regarded in the same, like in the same shadow as any other, like, iconic games. I don't think it's going to fade like a GoldenEye. I think it would still stand...
I think it will fade like a GoldenEye. I think we're going to have these pleasant memories of playing it, well, you guys will at least, of playing it at the time, and then, like, if you go back, it's like, ooh, wow, I can't believe I really like this, maybe I shouldn't play it, so I keep my memories intact. But we'll see. We'll have that conversation in 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. We're on episode 1000. Yeah. But I think that, you know, I don't see it, because GoldenEye, the controls were terrible, but
we couldn't know that. Like back then, we didn't know the controls were terrible on GoldenEye.
But the controller was pretty shit too.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Like right now, like we don't know where gameplay is gonna go in 10 years from now.
Well, I've already said I think Splinter Cell, like the gameplay in Splinter Cell, is like way outclasses.
Right, and what makes The Last of Us better is that story, right?
The story, the music, the.
The presentation piece.
Yeah.
Not the gameplay piece.
But the game, no, but it's not a bad, like, I don't think it's a bad fucking game at all. Like, I just, yeah, I could point to a better example already, so. from the same year, so.
You think that Blacklist is better than Last of Us?
Gameplay-wise, was fucking way better, dude. You can go through levels any way you want, dude, and you feel like a total fucking badass, not like...
I just
feel way different going through that those levels. Like, dude, you can fucking... You feel so badass. Like, usually everything you do in Splinter Cell 2 is a tap of a button. You're like, I want to... Like this guy, I want to do this. You know, it's always just one tap of a button.
Okay, like look at Zelda or Mario though. Haven't the newest ones kind of taken like the 64 versions and improved on them?
Sure. I think that. And I don't go back and look at 64 and go, this was a great game. I look back and go, it was a groundbreaking game for the time. But I don't want to play Mario 64 anymore.
I can hold it up okay. It's not as good as like Sunshine or Galaxy or. You know,
right, it's just not as good. Like, I don't want to go back and play that game.
The only reason I would not want to play that game again is because I played the fuck out of it. You know, like, I'm done with it.
Like, I will gladly go back and play Mario 3 or Super Mario World, but I don't want to play Mario 64 again.
You got a fucking hater.
I mean, like, but you would have a 3S? God. Son of a...
You're entitled to your opinion. We are speculating 10 years into the future. Like it's
10 year future thought. Like, oh, Last of Us is still relevant. Okay, you're done. All right, talk.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, at that point, really, if I'm wrong, I'll be 46 years old. I don't give a shit.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Like a father at that point.
we got anything else? Tony, did you play anything?
I played Hitman Go.
What the fuck is that?
It's an iOS game. So they take the Hitman series, which is, you know, the first person stealth assassination game, and they make it into this 2D puzzle game.
Okay.
So you take Agent 47 and you like move him around this grid, and as you do that, like the security guards are like moving around, and you try to move him from one end to the other, the other either being like moving to the next level part, or actually assassinating someone. And it's pretty cool. There's a lot of cool puzzles. It's definitely, if you're used to the action from, like, Hitman, you're gonna be disappointed if that's what you were expecting. Cause it's definitely a puzzle game and not, any sort of action game. It's kinda short though. I got it last night and I've already played through most of it. Sorry, Fozzie?
How much is it?
It's $5.
Okay.
So, I mean, pretty much what you would expect for that kind of game. As I said, I mean, it's a really pretty game. It definitely has that Hitman styling. I will say, I don't know if it has the Hitman music. I don't know if you guys have this problem, but whenever I get a game on my phone, I never have my sound on.
Yeah, I always shut my sound off.
So, I have no idea, like, if the Ave Maria that you get when you, like, kill people in the Hitman games is, like, actually playing on the... on Hitman Go. That would be cool if that were the case, but I really don't know. It's entertaining, but I went through it really quickly, so it's hard to tell you how long it is. That's how quickly I went through it.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alright.
Like, if you were expecting to get, like, hours and hours of Hitman fun for your $5, that's probably not going to happen.
Hours of fun.
Alright, well...
I just saw a tweet saying that I should play The Last of Us from someone named Jeff.
You know
I have it, Jeff. Like, I bought it.
Smoke break.
Oh, he's not even there. He went outside to mock me via Twitter. I see.
I would just like to point out here that I was not dissing The Last of Us. Also, Josh supports me in the dissing of The Last of Us.
the turn of 40 years ago, brah. People still say dissing, alright? Josh, get over it. Loser.
And so another tweet that came in was from Justin Gigawatt Conduit. He said, I'm wrong about the train scene in Spider-Man 2. No, I'm not. That train scene sucks now. It's stupid. The whole let's lift Spider-Man above our heads and body surf him, it's dumb.
Everyone's got body surf.
That does sound pretty dumb.
And then the whole, like, have you guys seen Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, that scene after he, like, stops the train right before it goes over the edge, and then he passes out, and they lift him up, and, like, they carry him back. He doesn't have his mask on, and they lay him down. He's like, oh, he's just a kid. And then, like, these two kids, his mask had flown off, like, 72 blocks back the other way, and somehow it flew back onto the train, and these kids ended up with it, and they, like, bring it back, and they're like, here, this is for you. We found it. And then Doc Ock comes on, and all the New York people, like, jump up. If you want him, you're going to have to go through me. And me. It's so dumb. It's stupid. It's a terrible scene.
Now this movie was done in the aftermath of 9/11, right?
Yes. No, it makes sense for that. Like, I understand that aspect of it. It's just, it does not hold up now. At the time, you kind of got that, yeah, like, America, fuck yeah.
I love America.
Kind of thing going on. Like, now it's just like, this is really lame. Also, New Yorkers suck anyway, so.
Well, there we go.
Throw that out there.
Alright, I agree with it. And there's, we can have a deal about it. Some people there too.
except Earl. He's alright.
Yeah. We'll still throw him out there.
What else? We got anything else?
What are we still talking about? Stuff playing? Did anyone play Kinect Sports?
I have not played it yet. I keep meaning to. I haven't bought
it. I buy it just so I could see what I looked like, because I was watching the Giant Bomb people play and they looked pretty good.
They from what I heard, the Kinect does a good job of scanning you into the system.
Yeah, no, it does. It was pretty spot on when it scanned, and the body types too. It was pretty hilarious seeing Jeff Gershman. I don't think he liked it. Didn't show him in the most flattering light, but like, pretty spot on still. Well, I thought it was pretty hilarious, and it looks pretty cool though. I mean, I don't know how responsive this version is, but. I mean, it looked pretty interesting, to say the least. If I had something bigger than a studio, I'd probably get it. But again, like, I'm working on limited space here as it is.
Yeah, I want to play it. I like the first Kinect Sports, and my son played a lot of the second one.
So well,
I assume this one is kind of in that same vein.
Right. Yeah, I think so. I think it has, like, everything except maybe, like, jet skiing. I don't know.
Yeah, I think jet skiing is new, and there's, like, a couple other things. But they have the, bowling comes back. And
right.
Evidently, the one game that really kind of sucks, and it sucked in the other Kinect Sports, is soccer. Which makes sense. It's not... Like, bowling is something where you're doing one motion. Even the football thing, which where you're just kind of throwing a football, it's a motion, and you're not playing, like, a full game of anything. The way the soccer game worked, at least in the original Kinect Sports, was kind of this, like, tic-tac-toe thing where you're kicking a ball either left or right, depending upon who your guy is open, and then you get the ball to that person, then you kick it again, and then you're moving in front of the ball. It wasn't fun. It wasn't a good approximation of soccer. Whereas, like, with tennis, like, you're making that motion with your arm. Like, you can approximate that. Soccer is just, it's too hard of a sport to kind of move that way. Yeah. Cool. So, we don't really have a lot of news, right, Tony?
This week sucked for news.
Yeah. We did kind of want to talk about, though, why you are not anticipating Watch Dogs, or less anticipating it than you already were. We had kind of dropped off a little bit on the Watch Dogs hype train.
Right. Well, it dropped off our top 10 completely and then came back, I think, because some other stuff was a little more disappointing than we expected.
Right.
Right.
But I... So a trailer came out and people started getting excited about it again. And previews started hitting. And then there was this hands-on preview that was posted to Polygon where Colin Campbell had played the game for like 4 or 5 hours. And he was trying, he was making an effort to write like an honest preview, trying to somehow not like review the game while still tell how he felt about it. And it was this stilted, awkward thing where he was really trying so hard to hide his disappointment that the game wasn't more than what it was. It just kind of drove home that this isn't going to be the game that we saw in 2012 that got everybody excited.
9.5.
Are we on like a 9.5 out of 10 scale here?
It's from what I'm kind of gathering, it sounds like a slightly futuristic GTA game set in Chicago, with maybe like a gimmicky mechanic that tries to set itself apart.
And the other thing was in the preview, he's like, I don't want to say that this mechanic gets repetitive. I hope it doesn't. But it might get old to see like this guy's back from Afghanistan for the 18th time.
I mean,
y'all are haters.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you can say it's gimmicky, but at the same time, maybe it's not. Maybe it's. I thought it was pretty cool that, you know, every single president or civilian does have a background, and you kind of manipulate them a little bit, and also you can manipulate the streets. Like, I thought that was a pretty cool thing.
Which is fine, but if you, like, realize that there's only, like, 20 or 25 civilian backgrounds, and you're, like, seeing them over and over and over again, the world isn't going to feel... Like, they're going to feel as unique as the characters do in, like, Assassin's Creed, like the people just walking around.
Right, where it's like, it looks like it's populated, but it's populated with all the same things.
Right, but, I mean, are you going to check every single freaking dude? Like...
Well, I think that information pops up, right, while you're looking at them? Otherwise, how are you gonna know who to have?
I thought you'd have, like, your cell phone out, like, specifically targeting people or something of that
probably
nature.
Do.
Yeah, but you're gonna need some sort of prompt that lets you know who to target and who not to, and that kind of thing.
Oh, okay, right,
we'll see.
It's gonna be awesome.
I don't like.
it became clear to me from the preview that the reason they delayed the game was to keep it away from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah,
well, that's a natural reaction for any game. Like, that's what a lot of games should have done. It kind of did.
This game is more GTA than other games.
Right. That's the point I think he was trying to make, that this game is a GTA clone with some extra mechanics.
But I think it's smart though. I mean, you've given it like when did GTA come out again? Like October?
September.
End of September. Yeah.
Oh, it's been 7 months now. I mean, that's been a while. What was I going to try to say? Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like the thing that I've started to realize with trailers, especially for games that don't come out in the same year. It kind of sucks. Like, you get really hyped up for it, and then you don't hear about it for like a year, and then you remember it, but then you start to realize that games have kind of caught up to it. Like, I remember specifically seeing that trailer and being like, oh, cool. Like, the cape behind him was swaying with the wind, and there's all this garbage and trash around. Like, it felt.
Yeah, and it doesn't know. I don't know if the game lives up to like the things that they showed off.
It felt like a real city, you know. But now games have kind of like caught up to that, where it's not as impressive. So now this has slowly become, instead of one of my most anticipated games, you know, in recent memory, it's now going to be one of those games where I'm going to wait for the reviews. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know where I stand with it. But again, it could be like South Park, The Stick of Truth, where I was really excited for it, then I wait for the reviews, and the reviews are actually really, really good for the game.
I think the reviews for Watch Dogs will be solid to good.
7.5 to 8.5.
So, yeah. Sure. I'm not saying it's going to be bad. It's just not going to be like that game that I had previewed to be the game I was going to play on my Xbox One. That was what I was expecting, and that's not what it's going to be.
Right, like it was the game that you were buying, and like when
it was the game I was going to get with my console.
Yeah, it was that game. Like if you were getting a PS4 or an Xbox One, it was the game of choice. And now it's 7 months later.
Yeah. I felt that, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't it try and compete with, like, GTA? Because GTA wasn't coming out on those next-gen consoles. You could have released it in November and still had probably some pretty good sales there, too.
Yeah. I
mean, realistically, when did we stop playing GTA? Probably November.
Before November.
Yeah. Sure.
I didn't, like, I played through the story and, like, that was it. Like, yeah. I tried online, it seemed really good. I'm sure there's people that still play the fuck out of it, but.
I at some point just, like, got bored with it, like, 25 hours in, and was like, I'm done, I'll wait till it comes out on Xbox One or PS4.
You didn't beat it?
No.
Oh, that sucks. Well.
Yeah, I only got through, like, the first three heists or whatever, so.
Yeah, you missed lots of, like, really awesome missions, but you did not miss lots of awesome story, because the story sucked, so.
And maybe the story in Watch Dogs will be better.
I don't get the vibe from that, but it has Chicago. Like, I don't know why you guys are even questioning anything.
I mean, it is the murder capital of the world.
Probably what like got me excited for Infamous Second Son was being able to play in the city you live in and say like, oh yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting. Like it's definitely iconic, but.
Yeah, I could see that with you, Fozzie, with Infamous and Jeff with Watch Dogs. Like I would be the same way if like, you know, there was a game set in Philly where it was like, hey, I knew this shit. Like, it's just fun. You kind of get, you know, that drive behind it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you kind of get excited. It's like, oh, am I going to see, like, kind of where I live and that type of shit?
Yeah, I'm still, like, they released a trailer, like, a month or so ago. Like, it was, like, a Rockstar-style trailer. And, like, the things that they showed off, like, of Chicago, like, it looked really accurate. So I'm like, how accurate is this? You know what I mean? Like, or is it still just, like, their interpretation? I don't know if we ever got that confirmed, you know what I mean?
It's probably their interpretation of it. Like, condensed down. You have the iconic locations, and it looks approximate to it, but you're moving through, like, the little subsections quickly. Which is from everybody that I've talked to that lives in Seattle and has played Infamous, that's kind of how they handled it, too. Where it's like, yeah, I know this shit, but it would take you way longer to get, you know, over to this part just because, you know, it's a video game.
I just wish they would do it completely, like, dude, True did it, but completely accurate, and that was on PS2, you know what I mean? Like, and that was LA, which I think is here, I don't know. For sure it is.
I don't know.
I hit the fucking pin and it didn't go in. That's bullshit.
I mean, we're all still gonna play Watch Dogs though, right? Like,
oh, we're gonna play.
When is it coming out?
May.
3 days before Mario Kart, the game that really matters.
Oh.
May is shaping up to be a pretty decent month for games.
Okay.
As opposed to April, which is nothing.
Did I buy anything in April? I don't remember.
I bought all the games.
My favorite game of April is Quiz Up.
Yeah.
Quiz Up. I like that, though. You need slow months to kind of catch up, you know, get excited for the next, like, the next big thing. It's nice. I miss months like that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You got plenty of them coming up after May. Don't you worry. You'll be fine.
The summer months.
Absolutely nothing. And then October 7th, every game ever is coming out. They need to work on that shit.
I agree. Well, Destiny in September.
Yeah.
9-9.
Yeah.
9-9.
Excited.
Never forget, god damn it. That's forever.
I'm ready.
I'm going to tweet that.
Give me Destiny now. So we also watched the Dragon Age trailer. What'd you guys think?
It looked really good, like, graphically. Yeah. I thought it looked really good, like.
Everyone is pretty, I don't know if that's a PC.
Probably a PC cut, yeah.
I might get on PC regardless, but.
You saying my Xbox One can't live up to PC now already?
Neither can PS4.
Well, that's a bunch of bullshit, and I want a refund.
Well,
you don't get refunds.
I mean, you could buy a PC, which we told you to do.
Fuck all that, dude.
I mean, it's the PS4 and the Xbox One versions are going to look good, but the PC version's always going to be superior graphically. It can be.
It looked sexy. It looked like a fun game. Like, it looked like not like a Dragon Age game. It looked actually fun, so.
It looked more, the combat looked more action-y.
Combat looked better, yeah.
Like, I think, Father, you said, like, Kingdoms of Amalur. That roll into that one guy kind of looked a little, like, Dark Souls-y.
Right.
I don't know, that could be cool.
There's some game coming out that I saw it was like next gen Dark Souls, but it's not.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the name.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, it looks.
Oh, I know what you're talking about too. That game looks really good.
Fallen.
Yes, Lords of the Fallen.
Yeah, Lord of the Fallen. It's not as deliberate. Like, the combat looks more God of War-ish, like Esther, but like kind of the same aesthetic. After that,
that's coming this year, isn't it?
I'm gonna add it to my list, motherfuckers, next month.
Is it coming next month?
No, I'm adding it to the power rankings.
Oh, to the power rankings, yeah.
Get it in the spotlight.
Tony, are you excited for Dragon Age 3?
Well, the next time EA makes a game that's actually good and actually works at launch, I'll be really, really excited.
So, Matt.
Yeah, Madden
is a baby.
We're only 6 weeks away from E3.
God.
I'm excited.
Fucking Doritos and Mountain Dew time.
I can't wait for that Legend of Zelda trailer.
Hyrule Warriors?
No, the real one.
Because we're going to get Hyrule Warriors.
No, I seem to remember them saying that they even had a trailer prepped for Zelda last year, but they didn't.
They might. It's not coming. We know Zelda's not coming this year, so.
We know Dick is coming this year besides Mario Kart and Smash Bros. Yeah. So all the fucking casuals will be happy. You're welcome, not real Nintendo fans.
What the fuck? Whose problem is that?
There's something wrong with Mario Kart?
There's nothing wrong with it, it's just that those are the games that sell. You put out Metroid, it doesn't sell shit, even though it's way better than all that shit, so.
The last Metroid game was not better than.
Oh?
Anything.
Well, that's true, but that wasn't like a real Metroid game. Like, Metroid Prime, like. What? That wasn't a real Metroid game. That'd be like saying, like, I don't know.
It said it was Metroid. It was on the Wii. Huh?
Set it on the box.
Yeah.
All a little better. That was not the real deal.
Well, that Nintendo thought it was the real deal. Maybe you need to go talk to them.
Here's the problem. I mean, Retro would be doing it if Donkey Kong didn't sell like 8 billion times more than Metroid does. Like, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, I guess, sold really well. Surprise, surprise.
I don't know.
So,
I don't have an answer for you, Jeff.
The answer is stop buying Donkey Kong. Well, go ahead.
I didn't buy Donkey Kong. Just FYI, I bought the last Metroid game though.
I thought Other M actually was not that bad for what it was.
It was alright.
It had issues, but it was honestly not terrible. I mean, I'd play it.
There were parts of it that were cool.
Yeah, like there were parts of it that were not cool, but that said, like, yeah, I would really like a new Metroid game, please. Almost more than a new, Zelda. I'd like a new Metroid game. Look that up.
I think if they put anything out, like any single player, good franchise out.
You put one more fucking Mario game trailer at E3, I'm gonna slip my wrist, man. I love Mario to death, but come on. Like, dude, they are fucking, like, just banking on Mario and Donkey Kong at this point.
What was, it was Donkey Kong Country Returns, right?
I thought this shit, though. Like, that's what I understand is Nintendo's been historically just, we found something they like. Let's shove it down their throats until they want something different.
Well, that's what they're doing.
And for a company that, you know, I don't know how they're doing financially. I'm not on the back end of that. But for a company that really doesn't have the greatest reputation at this point, I think that any little minor victory is probably like a huge thing for them at this, you know, right now. That's just what I'm saying.
Tropical Freeze has only sold about 500,000.
That's probably more than GCW. That's more than Other M.
Thanks. User out there anyway.
Other M sold 1.26 million.
Whatever. Oh, God. That's over fucking forever.
It was 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
Yeah, and that game has been $10 brand new for like ever at GameStop, so.
Problem?
For $10, though, like, if you still play Wii, which I don't recommend, but the original Wii, like, I just can't stand playing with that controller, but it's not bad.
Metroid sells best in, like, the U.S., so there's that.
Gotta believe
that. But it's like, dude, like, you put out, like, Metroid Prime, the original, like, that should be, like, the best-selling game ever made, but what do I know?
Nothing. No, no, yeah, really anything.
I've drank a lot of whiskey, I know that.
Oh. Metroid Prime is the best-selling Metroid game ever made.
Is it? Yeah.
At a whopping 2.8 million copies worldwide.
Deserved all of those. Earned them. I'm sorry, if you don't like that game, I don't know if we could be friends.
Metroid Prime's okay.
Okay.
I miss you, Jeff.
Shut up. It was awesome. You guys are nuts.
Hey, Dad, you're entitled to like your stuff.
Alright, I just unlocked The Last World in Hitman Go. Game was nearly complete.
Wow, you're just kind of burning through that thing.
Yeah.
I think that's it. For newsy and trailers and stuff, I think. Unless Fozzie, you want to talk about the Soul Calibur trailer? I didn't see it, so.
Oh, dude.
It was an abomination, I think was the word he used.
No, like, when I heard, let's just rewind it back to about 2 days ago or so. I'm clicking through Twitter and I'm looking at the trends of the time. I'm like, oh, there's Soul Calibur trending. I clicked it, and someone's like, my God, this is the worst trailer I've ever seen. So, clearly I thought that, like, they were just exaggerating it. It was, like, really not that bad. I watched it. It is literally the worst trailer I've ever seen. First off, there's, like, no gameplay at all. It's just a black screen. And, like, slow, dramatic talking, like, in this game, Unbreakable, or whatever the fuck it's called, Soul Calibur Unbreakable, Soul Calibur something, and I guess there's like a story mode to it, but everything, there's no music to it, it was just really awkward, and like, the dialogue was really shitty, and just, it was the worst, it had, like, I want to say it was fan-made because I don't think that they could have, I don't think they could have released something this bad, but I'm kind of scared that it wasn't fan-made and it was actually something they put out. Cause it is so bad. You guys are going to have to watch this after the show's done because it's only like a minute and a half, but it is really bad. It is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, Unbreakable Soul, I think is what it's called.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not great.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Then they released a new version of it with even less. Like, they were like blatant mistakes on the trailer. Did they just cut everything out of it in the second version?
Here. I'm gonna put the link in here now, but just take a look at that once the podcast is done. It's only a minute and a half. You will not regret it.
Or maybe you will.
That's technically possible. Do we have any questions, Jeff?
I tried to ask for them, but
I did too.
Everyone's being too agreeing with Chris.
Real quick, did you guys see that? What's his name? Bryan Singer got accused of sexually abusing.
I did. That's some creepy shit.
They say it, like, I'm just reading an article about it right now, like, his lawyers and everything are like, dude, he was not even in that country at that time, you know, so I don't know. It might be both.
Yeah, because it was supposedly happened in L.A., and he was supposed to be in Hawaii or something like that
something
at the time.
Like that, yeah, like, he was not where it would have taken place, but whatever. I just saw that. I thought that was interesting.
Wow, this trailer's so bad.
What trailer? What are we talking about?
The Soul Calibur trailer.
It's in the link.
I got two questions from Jushin.
Shoot.
Jushin.
Apparently Assassin's Creed will have four-player co-op. What are your thoughts on this?
I heard that, and it's not just, like, the last Assassin's Creed game had four-player co-op, but this is, like, in the actual game world.
Oh. What? Oh, that's pretty cool. Huh. So, like, Gears of War-ish? Like, I don't get it. So you can kind of, like, set up the assassination so you all work intertwined with that?
Like, we can all roll around in Paris or whatever? And
that'd be awesome. Kill dude, you could cause some serious fucking havoc like that, I bet. Just go on, like, a little, like, killing spree and have, like, 20 guards. That's actually a pretty cool idea. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I heard that. I don't even like that fucking game. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fun. I really hope that more games like start incorporating that, especially games that should have it.
I think it's cooler though not to like keep harping on this, like the way Splinter Cell does it, where it'll be separate co-op missions that are designed for it.
Sure.
Sexy like.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I mean, Assassin's Creed is historically always kind of been a single player experience in the actual game world, so it'll be interesting to see how they make it work with four players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it kind of like Gears of War-ish where you have three other people with you or you're working with three other people at the same time? And like when you play Gears 3, like you're jumping into those other roles with your co-op partners. I wonder if that's kind of how it's handled. Or if it's just like Halo style where it's like, hey, and now you have three more assassins. Ezio time three.
Yeah, I mean,
which is still okay as an option, right?
Like, I mean, it could work.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder, like, what's the scope of it? Like, kind of like Fable, where they kind of just come in. Like, help you out, or can you all kind of do your own thing? Like, that would be pretty cool. I don't know. That's interesting. I didn't know that. When did they announce that? I feel like that should have been bigger noise.
That was last couple days.
Yeah, I saw that floating around a couple days ago.
Well, speaking of Splinter Cell.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going back to it. No, but the way they handled, like, co-op stuff in Splinter Cell, like, in Conviction, there was a whole co-op mode, which I did not play, but I heard it was really, really cool. And then in the new one, there are side missions that typically you could either play solo or co-op. And then, like, the campaign itself is all solo. I think something like that might be what they do, since it is one and the same company, and two, I think it's a smart way to do it, but... You know, you have certain side missions that are designed for four players, so you could go, alright, I'll do that. I could do it solo, if my friends aren't around, or I could do it co-op, or wait to do it with them co-op, and whatever. Like, I think that would be an interesting way to do it.
I will say this, about Assassin's Creed, whatever this new one is called, I'm excited to get back to Europe with the big buildings, and be able to climb them again.
Yeah. Instead of like running around on the ground. Yeah.
Right. Nice. Any other things from people, Jeff?
I just got another one from Josh. Jeff, please discuss the ending to Blacklist. Felt like they rushed that part and didn't make a ton of sense.
Please don't discuss the ending of Blacklist.
Yeah, like you plan on.
I plan on playing it. I was going to play it after I played Titanfall, and then I got like four games to review. It's like the next game on my list.
Okay, so I won't spoil it, but I will say I did kind of pay attention to the story in it, and I don't feel that, like, I felt it makes sense. I did feel like the ending is a little rushed. I felt like the ending is a little weak gameplay wise as well. It does one of those kind of quick time event endings, but story-wise, I understood it. Maybe it was a little rushed, but I thought that it was kind of cool. Like, I kind of liked it, so.
Cool. Fozzie, you didn't get anything, right?
No, just sweet, sweet tears from people agreeing with you.
I happened to just catch this tweet. It has nothing to do with anything we were just talking about. But at Daylight... comes out next week, PS4 and PC. Game I've kind of been looking forward to, horror game.
Child of Light as well.
The Child of Light also next week, another game kind of been looking forward to. But anyway, in reference to Daylight, the review embargo is next week, but Kevin Van Ord over at, I believe he's at GameSpot, he said that they can't post a review, but they're allowed to offer other impressions. His impression for it is play Outlast.
Ooh.
That is harsh.
What's the name of this game?
Daylight.
Yikes.
That game was pretty cool.
I mean, Outlast was good. I liked Outlast. Yeah. But that's...
Oh, this one is a survival horror game.
Yeah, they're both first-person survival horror. That's not a good start to that game coming out, though. But I should have impressions of that next week. Don is trying to secure me a copy, so... because we were offered a review copy of it. So we'll see. That's not good. That doesn't give me hope, though.
I'm kind of interested in Child of Light, though. Just throw that out there.
Yeah. I think it looks really pretty. Yeah, it's a RPG, kind of like side-scrolling 2D. The artwork by Amano, who's done artwork for Final Fantasy games. It looks beautiful.
It does. It does look really nice, but I don't know gameplay-wise what I think of it, because all the things I've seen on it, like, just kind of talk about things like the music and the art.
Right, and, like, all the trailers for it just show, like, platforming, and they haven't shown any of the combat, but, like, they keep calling it, like, a JRPG.
Which is, like, I don't know if I like it or not. Like, I like turn-based if it's, like, Paper Mario or South Park, like, just really...
Yeah, but they haven't shown any of the combat for this game yet, which is, like, we'll see.
I just read about it today, though, and I had no idea about this. You probably know it. It's made by people that made Far Cry 3. It's fucking weird.
What is?
Child of Light.
Mm.
Hmm.
Like, I just wouldn't have ever guessed that. You know what I mean?
Speaking of Far Cry, I heard a rumor today, and I don't know if you guys can confirm or, you know, or not. But Far Cry 4 set in the Himalayas?
I saw that,
yeah.
That sounds cool. If done right.
Oh, where are you guys getting this information? I've never heard that. That's cool.
No, I saw that like almost a month ago.
Yeah, I caught that from Justin on Twitter today. So, you know, not exactly the most reliable news source, but.
Yeah, come on, Justin, step your game up.
yeah, so that sounds pretty cool.
But. Speaking of games in that vein, I guess Square Enix or whatever patented Just Cause 3 or something like that. Just Cause 3 is coming. Confirmed.
That'll make you guys happy, right? You guys like
Just Cause 2? I love 2, yeah, I thought it was great.
I love the multiplayer. That was fun.
Whatever. Fucking PC gamers.
Yet Jeff is upset about the fact that the consoles, which have static hardware, can't match up with PCs, which are always changing.
Whatever.
I don't think you'll be disappointed with the consoles, Jeff. I think they'll be fine. Well, especially since you don't have a PC to play anything on, so you'll never know the difference.
Yeah, I'll never know. Just live in the dark.
Right. And then
about all the awesome Wii U games I played. Splinter Cell was great on fucking Wii U. You have no idea.
Did you play it on the gamepad?
No. I played it, you know, on a bit. Like, the only thing I used the gamepad for was to switch gadgets and guns, which was...
But you used the gamepad to actually play the game, though.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I like that controller.
Yeah, I like that controller, too, because it's like after 2 hours, and you can just put it down and be like, all right, I'm not going to play this anymore right now. It's not entirely true, but it's about 3 hours.
Well, if you don't have it plugged in, you're going to have to, because,
right.
Yeah.
Eats battery life.
No, but yeah, like, I kind of liked, though, you using it to just switch weapons and gadgets. That was pretty nice.
Cool. All right, well, we'll be back next week, and Jeff, are you going to play Child of Light?
No. Make you play it and tell me if it's good or if I'd like it.
Right, well, it's an RPG?
It is an RPG.
I haven't heard too much about it.
I'm going to play my own RPG. It's called Tiger Woods 14.
Tony, do you have any strategy games next week?
I actually, this week I bought the most complicated strategy game ever made.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
Called War, Gary Grigsby's War in the East.
Oh, Jesus.
The manual was 377 pages long.
That's a goddamn novel.
Yeah. So, I'll have impressions for Jeff to review next week.
For Jeff to review.
Fozzie, you planning on playing anything next week?
No.
There's not much coming out, so. Alright, we'll be back with, Gary Gregson's, Greg Louganis' strategy game of the year, or whatever.
Fucking John Daly Pro Stroke. Golf for you?
Golden Tee.
As well as some Mario Golf? I'm just gonna talk about golf for the rest of the show.
Are you getting Mario Golf?
Not just bought this. I totally forgot about it. I spaced on it. Like,
I'm not getting it either. So.
It's different enough from this that I could do it. You know what I mean? But
it's more arcadey, right?
I mean, I'll get it down the line, it'll still be expensive because it's a Nintendo game on 3DS. It'll always be expensive. But I'll get it one day.
Yep. When they do their price drop a year later and it's $29.99.
Yeah. Actually, no, I heard this one releases at budget price of $30.
Oh, so in a year it'll be $19.99.
If you're lucky, dude. Like, that's pretty low price right there, you know?
Are you going to get the Disney Animal Crossing game?
I thought about it, dude. I really thought about it. There's no reviews, I don't think. I haven't seen shit about it. Like, I'm guessing it's kind of shovelware-ish. But, like, dude, there were times when I, like, stopped in the store and I, like, stood there and touched myself in the center of the aisle in Walmart looking at the game.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week. Something. I don't know where to go with that. So. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Adios.
And don't touch yourself in Walmart.